What's going on there, youth pastors? Paul Turner here from the DiscipleProject.net, and I bring you something new today, something I have been promising my students for a while now, and we've come to a place in the season where I said, you know what, it's time to let them be on the podcast. Now, this is called New Life Youth Unscripted, and we are certainly that. I didn't tell them what to say. In fact, I did not edit any of the video other than take out the silent gaps in between. So whatever you're hearing is what they said and how they answered certain questions and how they responded to certain topics. I'll also say that all of our students did a great job, and we had two second-time guests with us who joined in the conversation, who we are glad did that. And once again, super proud of our students, and hopefully we'll get to do some more of these. So, without further ado, here are New Life Youth Unscripted. So here we are, New Life Youth Group, right here in the heart of Alabama in Woodstock. And I am joined here by our wonderful students here. I'm going to go around very quickly, and if you would simply say your first name or your last name, whichever you want to do. This is going out to a worldwide audience here. And so tell them, you can tell them whatever your real name, your fake name, your whatever you got going on. So let's go ahead and start over here with your name.
My name is Lily.
My name is Lizzie.
I'm Dawson.
I'm Valley.
My name is AC.
AC, okay. And these are our students that are joining us. There are other students in the room who are not necessarily participating in this tonight, but they are here and we say welcome to them as well. All right, so let me start with a quick would you rather, okay? Would you rather go viral for an amazing dance trend or for a hilarious cooking fail?
Hilarious cooking fail.
Okay, why hilarious cooking fail?
Because I burn water, so it's...
You burn water, okay.
Hilarious cooking fail, because I cannot dance. Oh. To save my life, I cannot.
Okay.
Struggles
with the whip and the nay nay.
I can stanky leg, and that is about it.
Okay.
Real.
All right. Anybody choose the other? Anybody do the amazing dance?
I choose the amazing dance, but it's only because I would like, you know, like the floss.
Yes.
I'd be doing the floss.
Oh, doing the floss. Okay. I would do the old man shopping cart. Or lawnmower. That's my move. Okay,
that's definitely
exactly what I'm going for. Okay.
Yikes.
All right. One other question. Let's do a this or that. Okay, this or that. Would you rather? I'm sorry. Or this or that. Be the life of the party, or the person everyone comes to for deep conversation.
I already am the friend that everyone comes to for a deep conversation, so I'm going to say life of the party.
Okay. Anyone else?
I'm both.
You are both.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That one's a life
of the party. This or that. Unbreakable phone screen or unlimited battery.
Unlimited battery all day.
Yeah.
You can get your phone fixed anytime.
You can get your phone fixed, and it's like not okay. even that. It's like 100
right.
bucks at most.
Okay.
Just don't drop your phone.
Exactly.
Or I have. Do you want to know what the card? Now, I have topics here, so for those that are listening, we're talking to youth pastors. So we're just going to get some general ideas here. I have four cards here. Do you want to know what the topics are as a choice, or do you want to pick a random card from my hand here?
Pick a random card.
Okay. So, all right. Random card. Let's go ahead. We'll go right here. What would you like to pick? Okay. So what do we get? Taylor Swift. Okay.
Oh, yikes.
Is Eminem in there?
Is
Eminem in there?
Eminem is not in there. But I'm picking some trending things, of course. And, of course, Taylor Swift's new album's out and all that. Have you heard it? Do you have feelings on it? Anything you want to say about it that would be of any use? To maybe youth pastors that are listening. Do you recommend they listen to it?
No.
Have you heard it?
Isn't it drama from like 10 years ago?
Yeah. See, as a teenager, I personally believe that Taylor Swift is overrated and that she is singing about a breakup that happened 15 years ago and that she should get over herself. And then again, I can't say much.
But then she wouldn't have a career, Dawson.
Okay, yeah, but see, here's the thing.
If I were getting paid billions of dollars, I would be doing the same.
Pick a new topic to sing about. It's Plus, like, everything where she's saying calling Karma a god and then having her projection on the Christ the Redeemer statue, that is just, like, cult leader.
We're...
I'm not, like, not doing that one.
I like her old songs. I haven't listened to her new album. I know... I've seen, like, lyrics on TikTok, and I know there's, like, one about, like, something about her being crucified and, like, the stone rolling away. So, like, obviously, like, that's a biblical thing. I think it's weird, though, because I've, like, there are videos of her, like, claiming to be a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And so it sends, like, that's just the biggest thing, is it sends out the wrong message. Like, for somebody who's, like, starting to be a Christian, like, if you see somebody acting like that, but they claim to be Christian, it kind of gives you the idea that you can act like that.
When
that is completely inappropriate behavior.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you say that. I mean, she grew up in church. She I mean, she started out country, right? Mm-hmm. She started out with country songs and those things. So
wasn't she a pastor's kid?
I don't know. It's a good question. I do know her first album came out in 2008, and everybody loved her. She was a darling, and she was like the beacon and shining light of, you know, music and all that. And everybody wants her to do, you know, wanted her to do well and so forth. And then we just see this just a slide into what we have today, I guess. Any other thoughts, comments about that? We'll pick another card real quick.
Actually, I don't associate myself with lower celebrities.
Ooh, that's a hot take right there. My goodness.
If you hear that, I agree.
Taylor, we love you in Jesus' name. We just would like you not to use language and things. We want you to, you know that. Yes. Oh, you want to pick? Okay. This?
Mental health month.
That's right. May is mental health month.
I didn't know that.
Anything? Really? Yeah. So anything you'd like to say about maybe teenagers and mental health, or things that maybe adults like youth pastors say, hey, pay attention, youth pastors. We need to pay attention to these things.
As someone who has struggled with mental health, I would say to watch out for signs of, like, isolation or signs of, like, not, like, basic things, like not eating, not, like, hygiene's a good thing they have to watch out for. And I know that, like, whenever I was in my depressive state, I wouldn't want to be around anyone. I wouldn't want to, I don't want to eat. You just have to, like, pay attention and make sure that, hey, you're reaching out to them. And then to anyone who is struggling with mental health issues, I would say that you are definitely not alone. There is always something better out there. And if this is your darkest moment, then everything can only get better.
Yeah. Anybody else?
I say it's kind of actually, I don't know the word, weird that I picked that one. Because I actually had a doctor's appointment checkup today, like sports physical, and I actually found out today that they said I tested pretty high on anxiety and depression, and that's weird because if you met me, like, it even came as a shock to me because I did not think that would be me at all. Anxiety a little bit, but, like, it was weird. And so I just say, like, for one, like, never be the person to, like, talk down on it, because I never have been, but I mean, it's a big thing, and obviously it leads to even, like, if you don't take it seriously, it leads to worse things.
Right, sure.
But also, like, don't treat somebody different just because of it.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big thing, is that I've seen mental health. Like, they treat you.
Isolation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't diminish it. Don't, I got you.
Don't try to make it smaller.
Right. Lily?
I really think that as a youth pastor, I have kind of, like, two things I want to talk about.
Sure.
As a youth pastor, if you're a youth pastor.
Well, I was going to say, are you a youth pastor?
No.
You're saying as a youth pastor. Oh, well, I thought maybe you were a youth pastor. Okay.
No.
Carry on.
I'll pass that.
Thank you. Okay.
But if you're a youth pastor, I really think that it's important if you have mental health problems, mental health issues, you definitely need to get help. But just don't leave it around. Because if you have mental health issues, and you are ministering to other kids, it can definitely bring around the mood. It can bring that fad of just depression and anxiety, and definitely help. Ask for help in the church.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's important too. By the way, it's mental. Every youth pastor listening deals with mental health issues because they work with teenagers. So I'm just letting you know that's the facts, Jack.
I would just like to formally apologize to Pastor Paul for all of the mental torture that I have put him.
Thank you. God bless you.
One thing I'd like to add as
sound
a
effects
is from a youth pastor,
I think one of the best things you can do if, like, you have a, if, like, if you, even if you don't know, but if you have a student who has, like, mental health issues, is to find a way to incorporate God into it. Because I know through the world, if you talk about mental health, like, some of the coping methods and suggestions they give you is, like, crazy. Like, if you hear them, they're just, like, do sure. what your heart wants to do, or, like,
yeah.
do this, do that. But, like, I think putting God into it is way much better.
100%. And therapy is not bad either. So if you need counseling and those things, go talk to somebody. Absolutely. Any other things about this? Yes, ma'am.
Well, I actually feel like when I struggle the most with, like, mental health and stuff, I kind of struggle with it, like, alone versus, like, when I'm with my friends. I plan on, like, doing stuff with them, and I'm so happy with them.
Yeah.
But then when I'm, like, by myself, I'm just kind of, like, down on myself and, you know.
Sure.
Like that.
Yeah, so be around people. It's important. Sometimes you got to force yourself. You got to, like, I'm going to go because I need it, because I need to fill up. Mm-hmm. And these are the people that are going to fill me up, right? All right. That's, yes, you have one more thing? Or how about this? Let's end it with this, okay? Because I know we're going to be short on time. But... Because I think we're going to call this New Life Unscripted, because since we really have no plan here other than this. Is there anything you want to say to the youth pastors who are going to be listening to this as an encouragement to them about working with teenagers? Should they quit today?
Should they?
Quit.
Yes, quit.
No.
Quit.
I would definitely say that working with teenagers in today's world is a calling, because all the teenagers that I know want to fit in and want to do what everyone else is around them doing. And I would just say, keep doing what you're doing. Keep being encouraging. Keep being that lighthouse in a storm for those students who are in a storm. Keep doing what you know what to do.
There you go. Anything
so
else?
The kids are messed up.
That's right.
The encouragement I would say, or like, just like, for... just to know, because like, you don't realize how much of an impact you truly do have on your mm-hmm. students. Like, that's a big thing.
Hang out with the weird and lonely kids.
Yeah.
That's right. Anything? You guys have anything?
Listen to them.
Very good. That's a very good thing. Listen to them. Anything?
Don't be quick to get annoyed.
Which means that youth pastors, you must stay filled with the Holy Spirit so that teenagers don't drain you. But that is it. That is our session here for New Life Unscripted. So glad to be with you, and hopefully you will like, subscribe, follow, and share all the things. We'll see you next time.